We're here with Adam Dolby, who is the Director of Strategic Alliances at Vasco. Adam, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Nick. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to see you. Listen, what I wanted to chat with you about today is, a couple things. First, in looking at the market, what do you think financial institutions should really be most concerned with in the coming year? What should be top of mind for them?
What Vasco's seen is a bit of a continuation of what we've previously seen for authentication in the market space. It's continuing to evolve beyond strong authentication in its initial forms. Mm-hmm. The line of thinking at most banks that we talk to today is the rush for FFIEC compliance is finally over. Now we have to actually take an eye towards security.
Right.
So it becomes more a question of how do we properly protect the user after we satisfy compliance issues? What is the solution that we need to have in place, both for today, but more importantly, looking at what types of threats are emerging in that space for tomorrow?
Right. No, that makes good sense, especially, now that a lot of these incidences have happened over the past year to breach things. I guess they really have to concentrate more on, customer experience and making sure that those guys are protected.
Not only that, but also now is the time that they have to protect their brand. A breach right now, when consumer confidence in the financial industry is shaky at best, if there was a publicized breach for any financial institution, that could really be catastrophic now.
Exactly, to their reputation. That's a good point. So considering what you just outlined, how is Vasco approaching those concerns? I mean, what are you doing? What are you pushing at the show?
So Vasco doesn't really push any particular product per se. So we're known throughout the industry very strongly as a hardware token key fob manufacturer. Mm-hmm. What we've done, though, is kind of a shift from that core philosophy to say, let's not consider what type of thing you're trying to put in the user's hand for better security. Instead, let's look at what you're trying to accomplish and we'll design a solution around that. With that in mind, what Vasco's done is, at BAI, certainly we're promoting our mobile solution. So it's the ability to allow your phone to emulate a hardware token, mm-hmm. so that you can take a lot of the previous concerns around distribution and fulfillment out of the equation. You can now just provision a little bit of code to a phone that can work and be used as a token.
Right.
That has a couple advantages. One, it's a significant cost savings in a time when every bank is looking for significant cost savings, but also it's being put onto a platform that the user has shown that they want to carry. Right? It's something that they've probably purchased or their company has allocated to them, which means they're more receptive to the idea of using it for more and more things.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the iPhone has kind of shown that, right? It's
right.
I want to be able to put everything I possibly can on this. It's becoming very close to a computer in and of itself. Now you can use it for additional security. And we can do that in a couple of ways. One, it allows for the use, again, as an emulation of a hardware token per se, where you can display a one-time password, and I can show you a demo here as well, and use it for access over traditional internet methods, so key it in at your keyboard.
Sure.
But we can also work with mobile banking providers like an MCOM or an MFoundry or Modbus, where we can integrate our technology directly in the mobile banking app. So that means that you can use it for additional security over the air.
Right.
But it also means that if it's in the app, you don't have to have two things on your phone. So if it is a mobile banking customer, we can integrate our security into the mobile app so that, again, it's looking towards convenience.
Right.
And that's Vasco's philosophy at this point, certainly moving forward, is how can we leverage the computing power, the space that's available on so many of these things that users carry, whether it's a phone, whether it's a smart card that you have to badge into your building.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things have the opportunity to be used with authentication or to carry authentication on them. So let's, instead of considering how we have to deploy something else for authentication,
right.
We want to approach people and say, let's use what you already have in the field and see how we can deploy this in a manner that's convenient and simple.
Using existing infrastructure.
Exactly. Deploying it on existing infrastructure, really minimal changes to the user experience, dramatically improving security. It's kind of the best of all worlds.
That's great. Well, listen, obviously it's bound to be somewhat of a turbulent year. for many institutions. What advice can you offer them, you know, obviously in the context of what Vasco does?
Sure. The way that we're approaching, certainly 2009, we've actually, from a company standpoint, Vasco has actually seen, kind of further to my point before, that it's now critical for people to deploy additional security.
Right.
And you know, kind of the running joke at Vasco is, if you weren't watching all the news and CNN and everything else, we wouldn't really know that there's a recession. Our orders are still very strong. Clearly, the banks that have cared about and want to deploy security are continuing to do so, and they remain very aggressive with it. It's one of those things that really is tough to cut out of a budget in terms of, are you going to sacrifice security for your online users? And
right.
Again, it's making sure that to those banks that haven't deployed yet, or those banks that are worried about the sort of the coming year, my advice from a security standpoint is, number one, you should be taking a look at, as I mentioned, what threats are coming. Certainly, they've seen more aggressive attacks overseas that have targeted additional security. All of that is migrating this way. So Vasco's been very aggressive in trying to educate financial institutions in what the emerging threats look like for our space. And we do, you know, sort of monthly webinars to try to do that. I also am a big advocate. My background is actually in the financial industry, so I'm a big advocate of doing your annual security reviews. That now is probably most important.
Right.
It's one of those things that if you're worried about whether or not your desk is going to be there in the morning, it's very easy to let something like that slip. You have to remain vigilant in terms of security. Again, something that happens to your brand at this point could be catastrophic for it. And consumers at this point, and certainly a large number of the sort of the mass media, are looking for a reason to trumpet something else, that it's another crack in the armor or so. So again, making sure that you're prepared for both for today and what you can see that's coming down the road. That's my best advice, is stick to your plan, look at your transaction sets, see what threats are facing that, look at what your consumers are demanding, and make sure you're adjusting accordingly.
That seems like very good advice. Hey, Adam, thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.